do you find yourself in trouble? Have you come to a place where your world seems to have crumbled? You've come to a place where things are not working for you anymore. Your family is in tatters. Your business is in tatters. Your social life is all in ruins. Your health. It's all in ruins. You've lost all the joy that you used to know once in a while, some time back. You have heaviness in your heart. Sadness, worries, fears, torments. You come to a place where you begin to feel that you are completely cut off from the love of God. In your own estimation, you've come to the end of the road. Nothing is working. See, your whole world is crumbled. But in the midst of all this, you have to remember one sacred truth. That is, there is a place, there is a realm, there is a location where God puts an end to every trace of darkness in your life. There is a place where there is nothing but joy and prosperity. There is a place where those who attain to never want or never lack. These ones live in the abundance of God. This is the place Jesus Christ has come to show us. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place. Hallelujah. He has prepared a place for us. It is a realm. Hallelujah. It's a location where the tribulations of this world cease to be. It is a place where pain, heartaches, fear, worries, and all those things that besiege mortal man become a thing of the past. You see, in a moment, in this place, everything that you've suffered in your humanity is forgotten. This is the place Jesus Christ has come to gather us into. Hallelujah. Brethren, the Lord is good. Brethren, the Lord is bountiful and rich towards those who can patiently receive of the promise of the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter how long you've tried, you might have tried over and over, and you have failed 1,000 times. You've fallen 1,000 times in your attempt to walk with the Lord. But brethren, this does not change the will of God towards you. Hallelujah. It does not change the good thoughts of God towards you, which are thoughts of peace to bring you to an expected end. An expected end of prosperity, security. Hallelujah. Because the Lord catapults you to a realm of abundance. The Lord catapults you to a place where you can do nothing but say, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a thing that man is not aware of. The systems of this world are not aware of. You see, the principalities and powers are not aware of. Your religious principalities. Hallelujah. Great men of wisdom, talking of earthly wisdom here, have not known of this place. It's a sacred place. Hallelujah. When nothing of this world can reach you or touch you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's quickly turn to the book of Psalm chapter 34. Psalm 34. This is the Psalm of David. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from my fears. They looked unto me and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped round them that fear him and delivered them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. O fear ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is it that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord with all your soul and with all your heart. Hallelujah. Because the work of the Lord is to deliver the soul of men from that realm where trouble never ceases. Amen. Don't be deceived by outward appearances of men. Don't be deceived by the man that, you know, seems to prosper outwardly, even though he does not know the Lord. See it? Don't be deceived. Because the troubles that men go through, the heartaches and all the, you know, pain that men go through, is something that they suffer secretly on the inside. Of course, in some cases, it is made manifest outwardly. But in many cases, this is a secret experience. It's an experience that men go through in the depths of hell, Sheol. It's a realm of torment, anguish of soul, a realm of fear, a realm of uncertainty, where your life is continually in suspense before you. Hallelujah. This is the realm that men live in. See it? Where there is anguish of soul and suffering. Pain. Hallelujah. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. the realm of outer darkness. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus, by the Spirit, is here to fish us out of this realm. He's here to call on those, to deliver those who call upon his name. Isn't it written that anyone that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved? Hallelujah. Salvation. The salvation we seek is not a salvation in the sky after you die. It's not a salvation that comes by outward observation. You see it? But it is a salvation that we experience within us when the Lord elevates our souls from that lower realm of absolute darkness and vanity and places us in his kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Amen. He delivers us from our trouble by illuminating us with the truth, bringing a remembrance of that sacred oneness and inseparability from the Father. Oh, hallelujah. This is the sacred knowledge that we lost in our descent into this entity called the world. Hallelujah. So what we have to do is to attentively listen to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Attentively seek the Lord. Attentively learn of the Lord. When you learn of the Lord, you begin to leave aside the lies and the teachings of this age. Amen. The teachings of this age only serve to edify you on the fact that you are an entity separate from God. That you are an entity whose nature is different from God. Hallelujah. But the truth of God, or rather the teachings of God, the teachings of the Spirit, comes to reveal to you that you are one with God the Father. Hallelujah. It comes to reveal to you and cause you to be consciously aware, to realize the fact that you are one with God. Hallelujah. That you are the body of God. That you are the temple of God. That you are the Son of God. Hallelujah. You are the house of God. Amen. And this is the knowledge that will deliver you from the depths of hell. Hallelujah. In that day, you begin to realize that you are perfect. You are not a drunkard. You are not a fornicator. See it? You are not addicted to cocaine or to cigarettes. You are not hot-tempered. You are not proud. But you are a beautiful creature of God. You are a loved creature of God. You are created in the image of God. Hallelujah. Any teaching that goes contrary to this is simply the voice of the devil and the voice of the Antichrist. Hallelujah. This is the thing that has tied your soul to that place called hell. It has tied your soul to that limited realm that has brought so much hardship and untold suffering for you. But we are reading it here, that taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen attentively. Hallelujah. Patiently wait. Patiently watch out for the appearing of the Lord. Hallelujah. The appearing of the Lord is none other than the manifestation of the Son within you. Manifestation of that perfect creation of God within you. Oh, hallelujah. We just have to get some time out. Begin to loosen yourself from the entanglements that we find in the world. Things that tie you to this world. Things that have bound you to this world. Hallelujah. Some of these decisions might sound painful, but you just have to loosen yourself from them. Loosen yourself from the illusion of what you call family upon the earth. There is only one family, and that is the family in heaven. Hallelujah. That eternal family. Hallelujah. With one Father, which is God. Amen. Begin to loosen yourself from all those things that, you know, try to affect you and rob you of your joy in God. Loosen yourself from your associations in the flesh and begin to go back to that true association that has been from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Loosen yourself from all those beliefs and theories that cause you to put on the evil eye. The eye that, you know, sees only that which is earthly and temporary. And begin to enter back into God's realm. Into God's eternal realm. Hallelujah. Loosen yourself. Hallelujah. That's why the psalmist in Psalm 34 verse 12, he says, "What man is it that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good?" Look at the answer here. "Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile." Hallelujah. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Amen. How do you speak evil? How do you speak guile? What is this all about? It's talking about lies. Amen. Any tongue that does not confess Christ Jesus has come in the flesh is a lying tongue. Any tongue that does not confess Christ in you, the hope of glory, is a lying tongue. Confession is not just something that comes by audible words. What he's saying here is that you have to live in relation to the truth as it is being revealed to you. The truth is being revealed to you now by the Spirit of God. And you have to conform yourself to that truth and live according to that truth. Amen. And that revelation that reveals the true inner man on the inside of you. The spiritual being, the celestial being created in the image of God. Hallelujah. This is the offspring of God that is not of this earth. Is the offspring of God that has been before the foundation of this world, before this world was, hallelujah, before this physical creation came into being, that inner man has been with the Father, in the bosom of the Father, in God. He was there in the beginning. Before Abraham was, that man was. See, the Spirit of God is coming to reveal this man to you. Amen. The man is neither male nor female. The man, that inner man, is not a human being. Hallelujah. That inner man is one with God. Hallelujah. He's the one that inherits all the creation of God. He's the one that rules over the creation of God. He's the one by whom everything was created, both visible and invisible. Oh, hallelujah. That is the man on the inside of you. And this man is one and inseparable from God the Father. Amen. This man is one and inseparable from the living God. This man is perfect. Hallelujah. He's a light being. He's the only one that knows God. He's the only one that knows the Father. Hallelujah. He's the only one that can please the Father. Amen. This man is above the law. Hallelujah. He's not subject to law. Oh, hallelujah. This man cannot sin. He does not sin. Hallelujah. Because he's the same substance with the living God. Hallelujah. This is what Christ has come to reveal to us. Hallelujah. Has come to awaken us in our inner faculty so that we realize who we truly are. Amen. All men are liars. All men in this age are liars. All men are liars. All human beings are liars because they live contrary to this revelation I am speaking about. The revelation of the Christ within, the Son of God within. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is the thing that we must do if we want to see true life. Hallelujah. If we want to prosper in life, if we want to enjoy life, if we want to see true, rich life, hallelujah, if we want to soar above the problems of humanity, hallelujah, you have to begin to speak the truth, walk in the truth, live in relation to the truth, hallelujah, listen attentively to the teacher, which is the Spirit of God, as he brings to your remembrance these things that the devil has robbed you of from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. You are born into a world, you know, into this material world, and all along you've thought you are male, you are female, you are of that family, you are of that race, you are of that country. You have this belief, you have this tradition. You see, and you've tried all along to make things work on your own. You've tried to create your own world. You've tried to make your own family and try to make your family good. Those people who suffered, you know, emotional pain, or who lack certain things from their parents, now, you know, try to make a better family. They try, you know, to perfect their own families on the earth and deviate from the mistakes their parents made. See, but the more they try, they discover that they are helpless. You see it? All some of your problems, you know, emotional problems come from the fact that you think that you can make your own world by yourself. You think you can do something on your own. But listen today, there is nothing a man can do on his own. Even Jesus said, on my own I can do nothing. Jesus Christ, that is Jesus as a man, born of Mary of Magdalene. Hallelujah. The Hebrew man, on his own, he was of no good. He was useless. He had no use. He could do nothing. Hallelujah. You see, but he could do all things only as he awoke back to the reality of his oneness with the Father. Hallelujah. Only as he, you know, united himself in the Son. Only as you awoke from that false consciousness of a flesh and blood identity and joined himself back to that eternal body, that is when Jesus Christ could do something. I and the Father are one. Hallelujah. That kind of confession can only come by revelation. In fact, when Jesus Christ says, I am the Father and one, they picked up stones to stone him. They said it was blasphemy. That how can a man make himself equal to God? You see, the principalities and powers do not have the revelation of I and the Father are one. Man does not have that revelation. That revelation comes as we listen to the Spirit, as we allow the Spirit to teach us all things, as we submit to the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. As we silently listen and lay down all our ego. Hallelujah. We begin to listen to that voice revealing our true substance, our spiritual substance. That we are not of this world. We are not material beings. We are celestial beings. Hallelujah. That we inherit all things. Oh, hallelujah. So Jesus, as a man, could do nothing. Amen. And the thing that distinguished Jesus was that revelation. The thing that distinguished Jesus was his ability to, learn of the Father. To humble himself unto the cross, unto death of himself. To hate his life in this world. To do away with all the vanities of this world. So that he may get that celestial prize. I go to the Father. He had the revelation. I go to the Father. And he stayed glued to that revelation. Oh, hallelujah, Father. So we all have to have that revelation. We have to receive of the truth. Day in and day night, reducing in our self-knowledge and increasing in the knowledge of the living God. Hallelujah. Loosening ourselves daily from the entanglements of this world. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord will show you what to do. The Lord will help you. Don't worry. Amen. Somebody is worried. Like, who will take care of my family? Who will take care of my child? Hallelujah. On your own, you can do what? Nothing. On your own, you can do nothing. You cannot take care of your children. You cannot care for your children. You can't do nothing. In fact, we've seen people who went to bed and never woke up the next day. We saw people who thought they were going to work and they died on the way to work. We saw people in, air crashes, plane crashes, and all kind of, disasters. People who had a hope for tomorrow. People who thought that they will live forever. Or rather, who thought they could live to fulfill what they thought were their obligations. But when you know truth, when you understand truth, you will know that on your own you can do nothing. You cannot be a father to anybody. You cannot be a mother to anybody. You are nothing on your own. Hallelujah. So you have to learn to let go. We have to learn to let go. Hallelujah. You cannot become rich. You cannot acquire wealth. You can't do anything without God. Oh, hallelujah. Have you not seen millionaires who left everything in a twinkle of an eye? See, people who were rich materially, who thought, everything was going well for them. Some of them left, in their 40s, in their 50s. Some of them still had big dreams, but they never fulfilled those dreams. See, you have no control of your own. As long as you live outside the truth, as long as you do not have the revelation of the truth, your life just hangs in a balance. You are nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But when you realize who you are, when you rediscover yourself, when you come to the place of exaltation in God, then you begin to realize the joy of your salvation. Then you begin to, you begin to realize yourself in a place of abundance where you lack nothing. You come to a place of perfect peace and stillness. Why peace and stillness? Peace and stillness because There are no fear for tomorrow. No worries. Your worries will cease. Why? Because you are encompassed in God. You are encompassed in the Father. You know your Father. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, all the worries that you see in this world today is all as a result of man being on a, all alone. Why will a man have a bank account with billions on the inside? Have you ever thought of that? Amen. Why do men gather and gather and gather and gather on and on? Because they want to secure themselves for the future. They have fear for tomorrow. You see, why do you want an insurance policy, health policy, and all these things of this world? Why? It's simply out of fear of tomorrow. But when you discover yourself in the beauty of God, or rather when you come to the realization that you are the glory of God, that you are the beauty of God, all that fades away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everything becomes beautiful. Hallelujah. Everything becomes glorious. Oh, hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Seek Him with all your heart, day and night. Amen. Don't let your stumblings, your mistakes, your errors hinder you. Amen. Don't let the devil deceive you into thinking that probably you have committed the unforgivable sin. No. Nothing can change the truth about who you are. If you fall 1,000,000 times, it does not change the truth about who you are. Hallelujah. Just look at a gold coin. Drop a gold coin in mud or down the sewage. You see it? You see, drop it down the sewage. Drop it where you have feces. Does it change the value of that gold coin? Put the coin in dung. Does that change the value of the gold coin? No, of course it does not change the value. All you need to do is to wash the coin and use it. Hallelujah. Amen. The person you are selling it to, or the person you are giving the gold coin to, will never know the history of the coin. It will never know that that coin had gone through the sewage. That coin had been mingled with dung. You see it? Because the value is still there. In likewise manner, on the inside of you, that value, that man of value, does not change. It's ever precious. It's ever glorious before God. Hallelujah. So be bold. Be courageous. Hallelujah. Amen. Be encouraged. Don't let stumblings, don't let mistakes, don't let past habits hinder you from the gift of God. Hinder you from this great salvation that has been preached once and for all. Oh, praise God. Test and see that the Lord is good. Amen. God can elevate your situation. Amen. Just a moment of patience. Patience, endurance. Endurance because of the temptations, because of the contradictory voices. You see it? Patience because many people around you will never get the revelation that you have. They will never understand what you have. Patience because you have to keep yourself in a dark age. Keep yourself in this dark world. You have to keep watch, be watchful continuously while others sleep. It's sweet to sleep, isn't it? While the whole world is sleeping, you are out there watching, meditating day and night, waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, that is where your salvation comes from. That is where your joy comes from. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In His presence is the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Those that, you know, fear Him. Amen. Those that seek Him, His saints, that purify themselves by the revelation of the truth and obey the gospel, they will never lack any good thing. They come to a place of abundance. They shall never lack. Never lack. Hallelujah. Nothing can take away their joy. Hallelujah. These ones have unhindered access to God the Father. So anything they want is theirs. Oh, hallelujah. All power in heaven and earth is theirs. Because they are one with God. Hallelujah. Amen. The psalmist says, in a moment of meditation, the psalmist says that God should, you know, cause the beauty of the Lord to be upon him. Hallelujah. You see this in Psalm 90. Psalm 90, a very, very rich psalm. See it? It talks about how men are subject to vanity. See the anguish of men, the travails of men. Oh, hallelujah. See how they perish away, how they pass away in a moment, how their glory and their beauty fades away in a moment. Oh, hallelujah. In fact, the night before, you know, some weeks ago, I buried my biological father and my mother. The both of them passed away about the same time. So we had two funerals. I remember the night before the burial of my father, I opened the Bible to read this Psalm 90. You know, and the Lord ministered to me. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord ministered to me when I read this Psalm 90. Oh, hallelujah. Let us quickly browse through it. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou had formed the earth and the world, even... Now, I'll start from verse 1. I read verse 2. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Oh, hallelujah. Are you listening to what Moses is saying here? Before the mountains were brought forth. Hallelujah. Before the mountains were brought forth. Before anything that was formed, that is formed, came into existence, God has been our dwelling place. Hallelujah. This is a reality. It's a sacred mystery that men are not aware of. God has always been our dwelling place. We have always been in God. You see, but the mind has been veiled by Satan, veiled by the principalities of this world, veiled by the teachings and lies of this age, the darkness of this age, has caused us to, you know, to look at God, to behold God as a separate entity from us. And this is the cause of your hardship. This is the cause of your troubles. This is the cause of your pains. You've gone around trying to do things on your own, to create your own world. You see, to make things work out. You see, you've gone along to do things according to the flesh and, you know, make a name of your own. Not knowing that all you needed to do was to simply remain in that which is God, to remain in God's creation. But this mystery, we have been veiled our minds, our eyes of understanding was darkened, blinded from this truth. That God has been our dwelling place. We dwell in God. Hallelujah. We are one entity with God the Father. Oh, hallelujah. The work of the gospel of Jesus or the Spirit is to unveil us, to strip off that veil, tear it apart. Hallelujah. So that the sons of God will come back to their senses and know their place in God. Hallelujah. Now let's go down. This is the descent of man here. This the veiling process. Verse 3. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday. Hallelujah. When it is past, and as a watch in the night, thou carriest them away with a flood. They are as I sleep in the morning, they are like grass which groweth up. But in the morning, it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening, it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. By thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to the fear, to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O God, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Hallelujah. I want you to just read through this psalm again and again. Reflect. This is a man who is groaning for the salvation of the Lord. A man who is growing to taste of the goodness of the Lord. Having been subjected to vanity. Having been subjected to the pain, the anguish of humanity. What man goes through. Hallelujah. Man is subject to vanity. Hallelujah. He flourishes like a flower in the morning. Things might look beautiful and bloomy initially, but it's a matter of time, it will fade away. It is no more. You look for it and it's gone forever. And this is the groaning of one who comes to his senses. And you see, he gets the revelation that there is a salvation somewhere. There is a place somewhere where men can see the beauty of the Lord. There is somewhere. Hallelujah. There's somewhere over the rainbow where salvation is found. Hallelujah. And the psalmist is praying here that God, let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of the hands upon us. Yea, the work of the hands established thou it. Hallelujah. Let thy beauty appear. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Hallelujah. Let your work appear and your glory. What is the glory of God? And what is that beauty of the Lord that the psalmist is desiring and seeking? It's all in the sun. Hallelujah. The sun is the glory of the invisible God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the beauty of God. It's the reflection of the glory of God. So all the psalmist is saying here is, Father, cause us to realize us, ourselves in the Son. Cause us to realize ourselves in our true form and image from the foundation of the world. Cause us to realize ourselves the way you created us from the foundation of the world. The way you fashioned us before we descended into the realms of vanity. Oh, hallelujah. Before we descended what? Into dust. We descended into destruction. Into the realm of corruptibility. Hallelujah. Cause us to awaken once more, Father. Hallelujah. Cause us to see your glory, your beauty, which is Christ. Hallelujah. That is the beauty of God. That is the glory of God. Hallelujah. That is the work of God. See it. When God created man in his image, that is the work of God. The work of God, the beauty of God, the glory of God, the image of God is all in Christ. Everything is encompassed. Hallelujah. Within that Son of God, which we all are. Hallelujah. We just have to wake up daily, day and night, constantly reducing and, nullifying the man of the flesh, nullifying the false belief of our human existence, and joining ourselves unto the living God. Hallelujah. Servants of God, join yourself to be a servant of God. Hallelujah. I think you see what it says in Psalm 90 verse 16. Let thy work appear unto thy servants. We have to join ourselves to becoming servants. We have to convert ourselves to becoming servants. Servants of God. Hallelujah. Serving humanity. Serving the Christ on the inside of every man. We have to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up. Amen. This is the only way to get joy, to get our peace restored. Hallelujah. This is the only way to get your health restored, to get things working back in motion like it used to be. Oh, hallelujah. That is the only way. Forget about your human counselors. Forget about your big books that you read. Psychology and all these things that try to, solve the problems of man. They will never help you. They might seem to work for a moment, but it will all crumble. Hallelujah. What you just have to do is to seek the Lord. Receive of the Spirit. Let the Spirit work in you and convert you. Hallelujah. Believe his promises. Stand upon the blood. Let the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, purify your conscience. And by faith, begin to walk once more in relation to the Father. Awaken him gradually. Hallelujah. Awake. Have you seen when somebody awakes? When you awake from the bed, you don't just awake and get up, no? Gradually your senses come back to normal. Your force comes back to normal. See, gradually you become conscious of everything around you, and gradually you arise from your bed and you begin to walk. Oh, hallelujah. There is a place of joy. In his presence is the fullness of joy. No matter where you find yourself, no matter your problems, financial, family problems, emotional problems, see your hearts and everything, no matter what, it does not change the truth. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Seek him. Hallelujah. And he will deliver you from all your troubles. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.